Dawn in El Azariya outside Jerusalem. Workers gather for the bus to take them to their jobs at the SodaStream factory in the Jewish settlement Maale Adumim. The factory builds machines that make seltzer or soda water for personal use. The machines are popular, but the workers are worried. Jewish settlements in the West Bank are considered illegal by much of the international community. As a result, Israeli enterprises here are the target of a growing international boycott. Ahmed, who does not want his real name used, has been at SodaStream for 8 months. He likes his job. It pays well and conditions are good. But production is down. His work hours have been cut.
I do not support this boycott. It's not good because the workers were Arabs and there will be no jobs. And secondly, it is the big people who are fighting, not the workers, the youth.
The company says it employs more than 500 Palestinians, as well as Israeli Jews and Israeli Arabs. CEO Daniel Birnbaum.
They work together here. We have about 1,300 people working in this facility in harmony and peace, and we're very proud of being able to be here and to contribute in our way to the coexistence and hopefully to the peace in this region.
The anti-Israeli boycott movement is making gains, joined recently by a large Danish pension fund, German banks, and several U.S. academic groups. There is a movement to require special labels on Israeli exports from the Palestinian territories. This angers the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The attempts to impose a boycott on the State of Israel are immoral, nor are they justified. They will not achieve their aim. They cause the Palestinians to harden their rejectionist position, and thus they put off peace.
A local boycott leader, Omar Barghouti, says Palestinians may have to suffer in the near term in order to obtain their rights in the long term.
Of course, we're under Israel's control. We will suffer as Israel suffers from the boycott. But the entire Palestinian civil society has said we are ready to pay that price to gain freedom, justice, and equality.
The workers say they oppose the settlements, but the boycott unfairly targets their families. Mahmoud, again not his real name, has worked at SodaStream for several years, though he has a degree in banking and finance.
We have no other work but at SodaStream. If there is another job outside the settlements, we'll work there. But all of Palestine is our land. So we ask them to leave all the land, not just the settlements.
The last bus leaves for the factory as the sun rises. The workers hope to return in 12 hours after a full shift, rather than in a few hours after a workday shortened by sanctions. Scott Bob, VOA News, Al Azariya, West Bank.